The Resort. I remember the resort like a red light on a landing strip, the night we descended in a cloud of diaper bags and sippy cups, and the haunted bird who followed us with his eyes on the tarmac. The air was windy in a fierce way, windy, dark, and sweet. We gathered our bags by emergency light. Not during the flight, but after, I remember us talking about love, that night as we wandered the beach, our bunny racing ahead of us and back, ahead and back in the sand, until from above our shoulders a heron landed. Do you know how a night heron on a beach looks into what seems to be a wailing nothing? The black body of feathers standing in the wind ruffles a little, like a skirt lifts off, or the way a baby sighs just before sleep. Not peaceful like that, but piecemeal, inadvertent, like a shrug inside the self away from the self. Yes, that. The night heron landing like night on the post, and in our ears the metal chains of the stacked beach chairs clanging, and on that post, night's dark emissary landing like a dark on top of the dark that rolled and sighed and swept and unswept, full of everything primordial in God's uncreated universe. The heron gazed into all of it with his magic eye, seeing not just chaos, but sustenance, sustenance. When we reached the end of the beachhead, we stopped. When we reached the end of the beachhead, you put a large, dry hand on my shoulder. And I don't know why, but in that sudden warmth, I felt such a deadly rage boil up in me, like a storm fast and hot. And it wasn't the year of our sleeplessness or the month we'd spent weaning, nor was it even how that tenderness felt in me after such a long sorrow. It was just standing there beside the clean arrow of your goodness in the face of all that chaos, and knowing suddenly that whatever I did, I could never save us from myself. And I wanted so much for those two young lovers to get away, to lift right out of our bodies and fly somewhere safe, somewhere like an island at 6 a.m. when the clouds lift up just a little and the day sings, where the sun could rise for us morning after morning around that little house of dreams where first we imagined we could be a family.